You're listening to Limit Break Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Aniro, and joining us today, we've got a very special guest, Eckhart Stier, the conductor for Final Symphony. Eckhart, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
It's my pleasure. You're welcome. Greetings from Germany.
So I'd like to ask you, how did you get involved with Final Symphony?
It's quite interesting. I've got invited to one CD production here in Cologne, in Germany, and it's quite long ago. It was in 2008, and I met for the first time in my life the producer of the whole Final Symphony concerts. It's Thomas Böker. And the collaboration was from the very first moment a very fruitful and a very nice collaboration. And so we've got always deeper and deeper involved in the whole Final Symphony world. And I have to say, until today, I don't know what happens in 2 months or 3 months, but until today, it's absolutely fantastic.
That your work speaks highly of itself. I've listened to Final Symphony on more than a few occasions, and I'm a big fan of what you guys do. Tell me, did you have any kind of context for the music going in, or was this something that was entirely new to you, video game music?
To be honest, in 2008, I had no idea about anything from Final Fantasy. But of course, now I know all the little characters, and I know, of course, how the characters work in the game. But I'm not a gamer, to be honest. I'm not a gamer. But I'm very, very close to the whole story. So especially if we play the big symphony in the second part of the concert, I know about the whole story of the game.
Well, what I find so interesting is that even though you may not have a firsthand context through playing through these narratives, that the emotive quality that you bring to the music itself is very reflective of what exists in the game, and it really is very unique. Something that I've noticed about specifically the Final Symphony compositions, and I think a lot of our listeners would be very familiar with similar acts such as Distant Worlds that have been touring throughout the United States for a long time. That there is something that is distinct about the way Final Symphony arranges the compositions to that, where even someone like me who does have a very strong emotional connection to the music, I find myself being immersed in music and not necessarily getting lost, but being taken on an adventure through the music.
Wonderful.
And I think that it's an amazing quality that you guys have been able to capture.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only the last person in the whole row, because at the very first moment we do have the little music which you are familiar with from Uematsu, and then we have our Finnish composers Jonne Valton and Roger Vanamo, and what they did is absolutely amazing. And I think this is the big speciality of the whole Final Symphony project. We are not playing only little clips and every 5 minutes another idea. No, we're playing like a classical concert. And this is the chance for everybody in the audience to get really involved in the emotional lines of
absolutely
the music.
Absolutely. Yep. If I can just, music nerd out here for a second, the thing that I caught on to when listening and that I found really, really immersive was the use of layered sounds and the use of themes that we know from the game, but used more in the way that classical music uses themes and relies on themes. And I thought it was an amazing translation from something that has to work. Video game music has to work in support of another form of media, and the way that you guys have translated it to make it its own incredibly moving piece of music is amazing. I think that you guys mm-hmm. have done something very special here.
Thank you very much. And that's exactly the reason we don't use video screens or anything else. We are only focusing the audience to the music of the played by the orchestra. So it seems to be very poor, a very poor performance, but it's the opposite. What we do, what we play, what we create is a special moment of 90 minutes of music, and everybody can get really, really involved. And what I found in our past concerts, it's extremely interesting how concentrated and how focused the audience is. It's absolutely quiet always, and at the end of the concerts we do have always highly emotional moments. So it's breathtaking, to be honest.
So Final Symphony was recorded with the London Symphony Orchestra at Abbey Road Studios, and that must have been like a huge moment. Abbey Road is one of the biggest studios in music history, and obviously a fantastic room. Can you tell me about the process of recording the album?
It was just fun. But I have to say, even it was really hard work, but the whole collaboration with the LSO was from the very first concerts in 2013, I guess, or 2012, was always an absolute fantastic collaboration. So the recording took about 3 days. So we were sitting together and playing very, very focused and concentrated, because the orchestra is one of the best orchestras all over the world. And together with a fantastic team in the studio, and together with all this historic moments in Abbey Road, we produced the whole album in Studio One. So that was the big and famous Beatles studio. I tell you, the recording was made in 2014, December, and I'm still dreaming about this moment, because together with the orchestra, together with this special music, it was a very special moment in my life.
Well, and if you go and visit Eckhart Stier's website at eckharthstier.com, there's a very, very cool experience there, and it looked like Google had put a 3D camera inside of the studio when you guys were recording, so you can actually experience the recording session in 360 degrees and see all of the orchestra perform. It's quite a very cool interactive experience, and I encourage everyone who's listening to go check that out.
Yes, I agree completely. The Google team was with us approximately 60 or 90 minutes, and a cool team, a lot of really young and experienced and absolute professional working people. And it took not more than 30 minutes to create this 360 degrees video, or this sort of picture. And no, it was just fun. And I think the result, the whole special about Abbey Road at Google is just amazing.
It really provides a fantastic experience all around for anyone who's curious. There are some great YouTube performances as well, and you just get a fantastic view of what it's like to be right in the middle of the action like that. And I encourage everyone to go check it out. So this is the first time that Final Symphony has made the jump over to doing U.S. shows, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct, yes.
And that starts in July, right?
Right.
Okay, great. And it starts in July, going to be wrapped up at the Davies Symphony Hall with the San Francisco Symphony. And we are so looking forward to this performance. It's really cool to see a, you know, because I had heard about Final Symphony, God, it must have been 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, before, and it was before the album was recorded, when it was just a very small touring show that I think had started in Germany, correct?
It's correct, yes.
And I was like, oh, that's really cool, because I was such a big fan of Distant Worlds. I had gotten to go to see Distant Worlds in 2009, had such a great time, and was just ecstatic that more video game music was being performed live. And now to find that you guys have, you know, have found success locally and making the jump over to doing United States shows is very exciting. I mean, it must be incredibly exciting for you as well.
Of course. I mean, I know about the USA, and I know about the fantastic quality of the orchestra in the USA. So I'm really looking forward to it. The whole team is very excited about this. So, and I'm very curious how the audience will respond to the show.
Yeah, well, if I can predict for just a second, I predict tears, I predict applause, standing ovations, and nothing but praise. You guys put on a fantastic show. And also, it's worth mentioning that the creator of Final Fantasy, Hironobu Sakaguchi, will be doing a pre-show presentation out at the Davies Symphony Hall in San Francisco for the performance, and that is also incredibly exciting. Guys, make sure you check it out. You can find tickets over at sfsymphony.org. And Eckerhart, I'm gonna apologize to you, because I'm sure I'm going to slaughter this pronunciation terribly, but you can also find more information at, is it spielemusikkonzerte.de? Would that be somewhere close?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Nice. It's very nice. It's very cute.
Wow. So more information can be found there. Guys, I invite you to check it out. And also available on iTunes, both Final Symphony and Symphonic Fantasies. And I understand that Final Symphony 2 is also in the work. Are you attached to that as well?
Yeah, we launched the program last year here in Germany, and it was a great success as well. And if the concerts in America will be successful, we are thinking about some other concerts.
Well, that is very exciting to hear. Thank you so much, Eckerhart Stier, conductor for Final Symphony, for your time this afternoon. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. All the very best for you.